We're here at podtech.net, PodTech News Intel Announcement with Tom Davis, CTO of Landesk.
Hello.
Welcome to the podcast. So
thanks.
You guys were on stage. The logo was up there. You were called out during the press Q&A. Landesk, obviously a partner of the Intel launch. Talk about your company, your role in the announcement, and what you see with the new vPro technology.
Yeah, Landesk is actually a spin-out from Intel about four years ago now. During that time, the division that was spun out was a group doing systems management inside of Intel, so we're very familiar with what's gone on with Intel. Worked with Intel Architecture Labs and some other organizations inside of Intel to basically take advantage of Intel's enabling strategy and hardware. We've seen this before. We've seen it with some of their Wired for Management initiatives early
on. Task Force, Management Task Force.
In fact, we were one of the founding members of DMTF when we were inside of Intel.
You worked with all the platform vendors, HP, all the other guys.
We do. We've had
all about the cards and all the physical issues.
Yeah,
right?
That's probably one of the things that sets Landesk apart is that we've had a lot of hardware intimacy over the years. And so this AMT initiative that came out, I guess it's been almost 2 years ago now, and they've been talking about it, and AMT 1.5 as it came out, we took advantage of that and are there and have support for that in our product. The 2.0, we're pretty excited about some of the things in there, circuit breaker and agent presence, those types of technologies, really pretty compelling.
Is there a movement where software now is becoming resident on the hardware? You look at the Vive chipset, things have to work more, there's more complex architectures out there. Is that the trend where software has to really work at the hardware better?
I think that there is a deeper coupling than there has been in the past. And because you can do more things in the hardware now, we're seeing it more enabled. And from Landesk perspective and from the software manageability perspective, we're happy to see some of those things go into the hardware. It makes our lives easier. It's not like there's a dearth of problems to solve in software.
Is there going to be a software Moore's Law? I mean, are we going to see software be more productive like the hardware traditionally has been?
I think you will with service-oriented architecture and some of the new generation tools that are coming out. Yeah, I definitely see
Let's
that.
Talk about some of the things you do on a daily basis that vPro and some of these new technologies talking about. Obviously, virtualization has been around for a while. Everyone who's technical can see the possibilities of that. Obviously, multiple OSs and environments. On the manageability side, there's been huge improvements from just NOC state-oriented management to much more complex management. Where do you see that manageability market going? And from a customer's perspective,
I think you can you may see the management change based on virtualization. One of the things that I can see as important in the demo that was given today during the announcement, they talked about a security appliance, a virtual security appliance, leveraging the virtual technology. And I would just add to that, there needs to be a security and management appliance. You can have virtual operating systems that are running at the hardware level, really from a performance standpoint, that's going to be a huge benefit. But the manageability of all of those systems, it's got to be done somewhere. And I can see a virtual appliance being in front of that, both security and manageability, taking advantage of the vPro technology.
TCO, or total cost of ownership, has been the punchline for CIOs for the past 10 years, if not 15. And really 10 years, really seeing that whole movement going, in a volcano in a good way. But is it, how real is it truly? I mean, it's the shark fin, right? Underneath the water is the shark. This has been the holy grail that people have been trying to crack this code for a long time. Talk about where we are in that evolution. Scale of 1 to 10, 10 being like, we're there now. Are we 5? Is it still early? Is it evolving?
I think we're 5. Maybe we've made a little bit more progress, maybe 6. But I still think there's a long
road. A lot more to do.
Yeah, and it's hard to move that number up substantially because the complexity continues to increase. So the more complex and
it feels like a 10 because it feels like a 10, but there's more complexity.
Yes, there really
is. Maybe that's the right answer. It's 10 now, but maybe 20. Talk about some of the complexities that you're seeing that around the corner, possibly.
Just look at all of the operating systems that are out there today. You can't go to any large IT shop and find sort of a homogeneous environment. Now all of a sudden, open source. You're seeing more Linux out there. Now you've got... There isn't... the complexity
continues. The monopolies are gone.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They really are.
Maybe the operating environment's changing. The internet truly is the Elvis.
The internet is truly becoming definitely. I don't know if it is the OS, but it's definitely a big player in the OS.
Well, I mean, obviously, PodTech, the server, and RSS is a big impact to what we do.
Yes.
I mean, it allows us to use that protocol on a media outbound basis. And that's just going to increase more communications. Is there a similar disruptive technology in the enterprise that you see that truly is going to maybe shift this ground to positive? Is there a protocol? Is there one effort?
I think probably the biggest thing that you'll hear right now is the service-oriented architecture and getting modular. You have to get modular with your software. We've seen it with some of the struggles that Microsoft is having with the ability to turn the crank on their operating systems. And you see people like Google out there doing some very significant things.
Is Google an operating system? That's a question my listeners always talk about.
If I subscribe to your premise that the web can be the OS of choice, certainly they're an operating system vendor. So to the extent that there are applications that really that can be that way.
Yeah, exactly. Hardware is becoming an interesting evolution of how it's taking its role. And people are having multiple devices. I mean, I have three laptops. If you count my kids, it's like six. I've got a couple desktops at home. I've got now a TiVo.
You need a network administrator.
Yeah, I need that guy who's outsourced IT. He should do it for my house.
There you go.
But this is what's new environment.
Yep.
Final word. Where do you see next 5 years go? From your perspective.
From a manageability standpoint, I see that there needs to be, like you said, the complexity issue is really one that's not going to go away from us. Heterogeneity is going to be even more important. This challenge between, what is the OS? Is it, is Microsoft going to win out? Apple making, building systems on Intel hardware. That's going to be interesting as well to watch how that plays out. So, complexity, and how do you deal with it?
Change.
Yep.
All right, Tom Davis, CTO Landdesk. Thanks for the podcast.
Thanks.